And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Russian-installed head of Sevastopol in annexed Crimea in eastern Ukraine warned of a possible new Ukrainian missile attack Saturday, a day after Kyiv hit Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in the city. From his Telegram social media account, Sevastopol Governor Mikhail Rezhvozhayev warned residents of missile danger, urging them to close their windows properly and stay away from them. The governor asked commuters to get out of their cars and public transport and seek shelter in a safe place. But shortly afterwards, he sent a message saying the danger had passed. Kyiv struck the Russian naval headquarters Friday, spiking a huge fire and leaving at least one Russian serviceman missing. Rezhvozhayev had earlier said Friday that fragments of a missile had fallen outside the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau held a rally in Toronto Friday with Canadian Ukrainians, where both leaders stressed the importance of Ukraine's future victory in its conflict with Russia. Zelensky spoke to the Canadian Parliament earlier in the day, seeking to bolster support from Western allies, and later spoke with business leaders, urging them to invest in Ukraine's reconstruction. At the rally in Toronto, Zelensky thanked Canada and Ukrainians in Canada for their support, especially with the military effort.
Canada trains our guys, our soldiers, our warriors. Canada gives weapons to Ukraine to move forward, to push back Russia. And I thank you for this. Thank you all.
Trudeau called the visit an opportunity to show Zelensky how strongly and unequivocally Canada stands with Ukraine. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Ophelia has made landfall on the North Carolina coast, lashing coastal areas with damaging winds and dangerous surges of water. The center of the tropical storm came ashore at about 6:15 a.m. local time near the Emerald Isle, with maximum sustained winds of about 110 kilometers per hour. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is at the cusp of a historic breakthrough leading to a peace agreement with Saudi Arabia. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Netanyahu did not outline a clear path for clearing the hurdles facing such a deal. In an address to the UN General Assembly on Friday, Netanyahu said peace between Israel and Saudi Arabia will truly create a new Middle East. The U.S. has been seeking to broker an agreement in which Saudi Arabia would normalize relations with Israel in exchange for a U.S. defense pact, aid in developing a civilian nuclear program, and progress toward creating a Palestinian state. The last would be a hard sell for Netanyahu's far-right government. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
More than 150 failed products from around the world are on display at a new museum in Washington, D.C. VOA's Julie Tabo has more on the Museum of Failure.
A chair inspired by the hula hoop was supposed to help you exercise while at the office, but simply made people dizzy. A bicycle made of plastic wobbled and flopped when in use, and a doll designed to chew plastic food was also capable of nibbling children's fingers. These are just a few examples of the more than 150 failed products that are currently on display at the Museum of Failure in Washington. Samuel West is its founder.
It's products and services that people who invested money and resources into them had very high expectations that good things would happen, and things did not turn out the way they'd planned.
The objects represent a range of industries, from disasters at sea to impractical, pricey, and dangerous modes of transport on land. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Planet Earth is about to receive a special delivery, the largest sample yet of material from an asteroid. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall reports.
A NASA spacecraft will fly by Earth on Sunday and drop off what is expected to be at least a cupful of rubble it grabbed from the asteroid Bennu, closing out a seven-year quest. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft launched from Cape Canaveral in 2016 and reached asteroid Bennu in 2018. The sample capsule will parachute into the Utah desert as its mothership flies to another asteroid encounter. NASA recovery manager Mike Moreau says the drop-off, about a third of the way to the moon, is no small feat.
That's like kicking like a 120,000-yard field goal.
Scientists hope to uncover some of the solar system's secrets on the sample's vacuum from Bennu's surface. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find expanded coverage of this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.